Now, just one word more. Tonight, we've been concerned with upaya, or skillful means. But we must never forget that Buddhism itself, the Dharma itself, is an upaya, or skillful means. The greatest, perhaps, of all skillful means. It's whatever helps us to grow. The Dharma is whatever helps us to grow, whatever helps us to develop. But it's not a skillful means. It's not the skillful means in any abstract sense. A skillful means is a skillful means only to the extent that it is actually practiced, actually put into operation. It's a skillful means only to the extent that it is embodied in the life of the Bodhisattva. The Bodhisattva, we may say, the Bodhisattva himself, in his interaction with other people, is the skillful means. The skillful means is not to be found in any book. If we want Buddhism, if we want the Dharma to spread, therefore, we must ourselves be a skillful means. We must be in contact with people. We must be in communication with people. We must try to communicate our vision of the spiritual life, our vision of what man can become, our vision of the spiritual community, our vision of the Buddha land. But we'll be able to communicate that vision only to the extent that we are generous and open in our dealings with people, only to the extent that we speak to them kindly and affectionately, only to the extent that we succeed in inspiring them, in sparking them off, only to the extent that we show that we ourselves are at least making an effort to evolve. Moreover, we shall be able to communicate our vision only if we have some experience of the truth and reality of things. Only if we think clearly. Only if we can express ourselves adequately. Only if we are full of courage and self-confidence. And above all, perhaps, we'll be able to communicate our vision only if we have a touch of magic, a touch of the inconceivable, the beyond words. Only then shall we be truly able to be all things to all men.